hear directly from your favorite coach.
It's the best place in the world to play football.
This is the Pete Carroll Preview, brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino. Here's your host, Steve Raymore.
So, Pete, I know here on this Friday morning, you're long past the last game. In fact, on Wednesday is when you tell all the guys, okay, now we put the other stuff behind us. So, for the Rams loss, you put that behind you. For a big win against the Lions, you still have to put that behind you. And I'm guessing that it's sometimes difficult for the players, and the rest of us, who enjoyed that win so much in Detroit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why we do it. You know, Rabes, the glow of the win, and you know, everybody's calling you and patting you on the back and telling you how great you are and all that kind of stuff, that can just be as much of an issue as you know, dealing with a loss. And so we've always treated it that way, and I love handling the victories a lot better than the losses and doing that. But that's exactly how we approach it, and we try to be really disciplined about that and consistent about that so that we can keep coming back and keep coming back and find it. The point on Wednesday is really to get back to fundamentals and basics and make sure that we're back to our football as opposed to just in la-la land somewhere. And so that's what we're after.
All right. All that said, I'm just going to go on the record and say how absolutely fabulous that win was in Detroit, and how great that finish was, and I lost my mind in the booth, and I, you know, if I'd have been down on the sidelines, you and I would have been racing down the sidelines to get to
you'd
get
have been
to
second
Tyler.
By the way,
and it was in a very challenging atmosphere to go do what you guys did.
Yeah, it's really, we take a lot out of that game, and I'm not shucking that at all. The fact that we put it behind us doesn't mean that we haven't learned a lot and grown a lot and tried to capture that. That was what the glorious part of that opportunity was. They were so pumped, so hyped, so ready. Fans, biggest crowd ever, all of that kind of stuff, and loud as it could possibly be. That just makes us better making it through it. And so I know the fans probably hear me say, you know, we need games like that. Well, we do. Look what we take away from that, you know. And so hopefully that we'll come back to that all year long. And likewise, we got to get going at home here. We got to get a game this week. We got to play to our crowd, play to the challenge of this club, and see if we can't get our game right at home. We didn't get that done for week one. And until we do that, we're still going to stay after it.
Well, whether it's a tough loss or a huge win, always the week following is you're having to deal with some injuries. And I don't know that I remember the list being quite as long this early in the season, but you got a lot of guys banged up and a lot of important players. Well, they're all important, quite frankly, but I don't know, is Reek going to play again this week? What about Disley? And we know Mike Morris has gone on IR. DK was sore. So there's a bunch of guys that we're looking at, right?
Yeah, we'll figure that out all the way to game time on most of these guys. We're fortunate in that for the most part, they're not, you know, really significant injuries. They're like the groin and hammy and some ribs, you know, stuff that we can really have a chance to overcome. So they're not lasting injuries necessarily, but they're still, in a week's time, it's hard to turn it around. So we'll see if we can make it, and we've been planning. You know, we've got all our plans in order here to for guys to step up. The other side, let me also, Raves, I'll jump back one time. Last week's game really was one that demonstrated guys stepping up that come from maybe the backup ranks, come from a good competition like Trey Brown has been competing all camp, but played a great football game for us. The tackles, I was so proud of those two guys for playing the way they played and so consistently. And you know, we held up all day long protecting the passer, that one screwball sack we took. But other than that, they really came through. And so that in itself is monumental for us as we move forward, and we can keep going referring to that. I've been doing it all week. I've been talking about it all week long for, you know, who's going to step up this week, who's the guy that's going to make the plays, you know, that's coming from, you know, maybe a position where you didn't think he would be the starter, and now he is, and can he come through, and we're counting on it. So so much of this stuff, you know, it's the other side of the game. It's not just the, you know, the X's and O's and the football side of it. It's really capturing their emotion and their, you know, their love for the game and the passion, all that stuff, and see if we can't get it to funnel towards a great win.
Well, you took my next question. Specifically, I wanted to talk about the tackles. You already mentioned that and the great job that those two young guys did. And Carolina's, you know, everybody is in the same boat here in the National Football League. Everybody's got guys banged up, and it looks as though they're young – overall first round draft choice at quarterback. I'll believe it when we see it on Sunday, but they keep saying, no, it doesn't look like he's going to play Bryce Young. Yeah. First of all, what does that mean for your preparation? But secondly, what made him the number one overall choice? Why was he the guy?
Yeah, you know, like I've said earlier in the week that we had the chance to make the rounds on the quarterbacks, you know, and we went and visited all of them and met them and met some of their families. And I mean, all that. We had a really good session with the kids. And so we got a good feel for him. And he was a very special, unique kid in that he has always been a winner. He's a brilliant football mind. He's a brilliant kid. And he just would impress you that he would be able to pull it together no matter what. They, with great confidence, they go ahead and pick him, and he's going to be a fantastic player. It's still hard as can be for these guys in their first year to show up. It's so challenging, and the defenses are so much faster and so much quicker and disguised so much better, and the rushers are so much more impacting. It's a lot to take on in your first season. Most of the guys, or let's say the other way, few of the guys really come through in their first year. And so it was tough. It's tough on him. He's very instinctive. He's quick. He's a great athlete. He's got great feel and sense for the game and all that. But it looks like, you know, we won't see him, but we certainly have prepared with him in mind as well, just in case we do.
And you will see, if Young can't play, you'll see a guy that we've seen before,
yeah.
Andy Dalton. And he's been around 13 years or something. So he's got a lot of veteran savvy. And this team, you talked about it earlier in the week, this Carolina team, they like to do the kinds of things that are pretty hard-nosed. They play good, tough defense up front. They got a good offensive line, and they like to run the ball like they did a year ago in December when they came here to Lumen Field.
Yeah, this is a very, very physical team. They're content to go ahead and play some smash-mouth ball with you. They're really good up front on defense, so it's hard to run the football at them. And they've got a couple premier pass rushers. So they've got a good formula for winning. They haven't got off on the right, the right foot yet. They had a few turnovers in the first game that have held them back. But we have a lot of respect for them. And Frank has always done a good job with his team. He's a good ball coach and smart. And we'll get schemed well by them. You know, they'll have a real nice plan. So we're going to have to play great football. And that's just what it is week in and week out. It doesn't matter what the record were, what happened the week before. So every game is so darn tough. And so we're gearing up for it. And our guys got to come through.
And it doesn't matter who that quarterback is. If it's Andy Dalton, you just have to do your job if you're on the Seahawks defense.
Yeah, they'll run the same plays, basically. You know, it's a little different in that you would see a Young escape more. You know, and when he escapes, he can get on the loose and make some stuff happen. Andy's not going to do much of that. You know, he's going to be pretty classic, a pocket passer. So that's a little different dimension. The hard part is you never know when a scrambler is going to go, but Andy knows what he's doing. And he's played a lot of great football. And if they can, have a good, strong day with the running game, then that allows him to really sit back there and maybe get the ball out and do some dangerous things. So we're not missing this one. He was good last year when we played him.
So Sunday, aside from a big game against a championship opportunity against the Carolina Panthers, everybody, Seahawks, the city, the organization, is celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Super Bowl 48 championship. And I know you've been kind of trying to keep that sort of at arm's length a little bit because you've got a game to prepare for just like your team does. Might be a little difficult for you and Bobby to give a whole lot of time thinking about it. Or to join the festivities. But when you look back for a decade, what made that team so good, so really generationally good, and then Super Bowl champions? What are a couple of things that you could point to?
Yeah, well, the team had a marvelous makeup of unique individuals that had all kind of come along and hadn't quite hit it yet. And they were hungry, they were hungry to be part of something special. And in their way, you hear us often refer to the brotherhood, the connection that was made with those guys, kind of driven by that kind of common chip they had on their shoulder, that they wanted to prove something, really fueled us. And so we fed to that strength and the aggressiveness of the offensive guys. Marshawn was such a factor in that style of play that we had, and the defense, fed off of that as well. The offensive line was a bunch of grinders and guys that would just, tear your throat out when you gave them a chance. And none of us were really like over the top better than everybody that we played, but collectively we were a great team, and we combined that with a really, really big time defense. All of those years, there's a 6-year run in there of defense. It's almost unmatchable, and so we were right in the heart of it then, and we took full advantage of it, and we hit it at the right time, and you know, we go back again after that. You know, we were there, and if we'd have won the second one, we'd have might likely won the third one. You know, and I think there would have been something to that. But so great group, and it was really the heartfelt connection and the brotherhood that they shared that I think made us unique in those times.
Well, I'll tell you something else. I've several times this last week I've done events with a number of the players from those days: Jermaine, Doug Baldwin, Cliff, KJ, right, and all of them to a man. I mean, literally all of them to a man. When I asked that question, what was it? And yes, they got around to the connection, to the love and the brotherhood. But the first thing they said was the culture. They all said what you and your staff and the organization developed as a culture in that building let them become the kinds of players, but the kinds of people that they are today. And I got to tell you, being around these guys now, 10 years later, they are such a treat. They are smart and they are involved and they encourage everybody. And you know, you don't take enough credit for that, but you should.
Well, okay. I appreciate you saying that. But I would tell you that is what we're trying to do here. We're trying to help our guys figure out where they can be at their very best. And that isn't making somebody something they're not. It's uncovering who they are and loving up who they are and celebrating the uniqueness that they bring. And I know that sounds, I don't know if it sounds airy fairy or crazy, well, I don't give a hoot. It's the case that's how you help people find their best, and you got to accept them and love them up. And so we have done that with great sincerity and care. And so now I feel it. I feel the connection. I love to see our guys. When they come by and they stop by and watch practice or whatever, they're in the building or whatever, we see them in town at events and stuff. It's a wonderful relationship. And so if that's what they're talking about and the culture that, you know, that kind of generated that, I couldn't be more proud of that. I promise you. And what I feel like it's still here. They're still in it. We still feel it, and it was real. It wasn't just something a fly by night deal. It was something everybody cared for, and they put everything they had into it, and we got, you know, we reaped great rewards because of it.
Are you going to see those guys on Saturday at the walkthrough?
Oh yeah. Well, I think we're getting together on Friday night, so we'll see a bunch of them. So somewhere through the weekend, we'll get there. And Bobby and I have talked about it a little bit. We don't know what we're going to do at game day. I don't know what they got planned or no, but we won't be able to do much. But just knowing and being able to kind of talk about it, share it, we'll get great joy out of that.
And it'll be a great thrill for those young players that you have today looking at that group that hung that banner in the facility 10 years ago. Pete, I always appreciate chatting with you. We will talk again prior to the game, but good luck. Have a great rest of the week practice, and we'll see you Sunday.
All right. Hey, Raves, we got to give you a couple more calls like that last walk-off. We'll see if we can generate it for you and get the fans on it too.
It was spectacular. Not my call. The play that gave me that opportunity. I appreciate
you were there
it.
For the moment. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
See you.